Well, where are we at in the process right now? I know the city council's been studying it and tabled the issue basically for a year. Now you're ready to take some action. What step are we at right now, and what happened last night?
Well, actually, last night, and then it was a couple of weeks ago, we met jointly with the Planning Commission, because the Planning Commission is the first stop for changes in the zoning ordinance in order to allow establishments to be here in the city of Port Huron. So we decided it would be best to all meet together. So we did that last night. There was no action taken. However, the next step is all of the discussion was held, and the Planning Commission will be meeting next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, not this one coming up, mm-hmm. but the 8th of September, and they will, at that point, then have the zoning ordinance in front of them, and if they adopt that zoning ordinance change in order to allow the businesses to be in the city of Port Huron, then that will come to the city council at the following Monday, which would be the 14th of September, at which time we will also address the ordinance, which is the permits for the actual marijuana locations.
Where are you at with this right now, Mayor? Is this something that you favor, you know, once you get the ordinance, if it's approved and before city council, and obviously you got to go through more hoops and steps, but is this something that you favor?
Well, personally, I guess it wasn't something that I thought we should have to begin with, but we have done a lot of research on it, and we visited other places, specifically in Ferndale. And I was rather surprised at how, how modern and up-to-date these facilities are. You always kind of think of the back room sort of thing, and it's not. In fact, when we walked into the one facility, it looked like walking into an Apple store. So, you know, that kind of fear of mine that I had there was alleviated. So I think that it can be handled. It's certainly not something that I really ever thought I would be in favor of. But it obviously is something that the majority of voters want. So I have to look at it from that perspective, and we have to make sure that we make it as safe as possible, and that we, you know, make sure that everybody follows the rules, and that we have, you know, clean operations. And so as long as we're under that, I'm okay with it.
This comes after 2018 voter approval across the state of Michigan favoring use of recreational marijuana, and then it's up to each individual municipality to determine whether they want that in their community. So that's what City Council in Port Huron has been studying, as you indicated. We don't have a lot of other communities in our surrounding area that that have this. Could this ultimately be good for Port Huron's economy?
Well, you know, actually, you're right. Nobody else has approved it. In fact, I think most people have opted out for it, and I don't think there's anybody else in St. Clair County that's going to do it at this point anyways. You know, you hear people talk about it being a big windfall for the community. Actually, the permit fees for the businesses cannot exceed $5,000 for the year, each year. We're limiting how many permits we will give out. So actually there's going to be a total of six, but up to six, I guess I would say, but actually only three retail, and one is called a secure transporter, one is a micro business, and the micro business is different in the fact that you can have the retail in the same establishment, but it also has a grow operation for 150 plants and some other things. The chances that someone would apply for that, I'm not sure that would even happen. And then there's the safety compliance facility. And so a total of up to six, but actually only three retail. So, you know, even if you got $5,000 from each one, and I'm not saying the permit fees, up to $5,000, that's the maximum you can charge. We haven't settled on a fee yet. The only added thing you'd have was with any other business that comes to the city of Port Huron, you have income tax for their employees, you have property taxes for the building. Now, whether it brings on a whole new influx of people that are going to come and from throughout the county and throughout the area, where you're going to have more shopping and more restaurant visits and, you know, all of that kind of thing, then that adds to the economy as well.
Sure, absolutely. Would these be locally owned, corporate owned? Because this has become a big business nationally now.
Oh, it has. It has. But actually, there are no, what you have to do right now is have a pre-existing medical marijuana license through the state in order to get the recreational license. And there are no, we do not have medical marijuana licenses in the city of Port Huron. So that would eliminate anybody locally, except for if you wanted to go into a partnership of more than, you know, 50-50 partnership with someone who did have that somewhere else, you know, in the state and bring it to Port Huron. But that being said, there is in the law, it can be, this is only a restriction up through 2022, then you can apply. So it's not, and that's why we kind of kept the number down to just three retail operations so that it didn't saturate the market. And then when the date changes and somebody locally could get into it, that there wouldn't be any opportunity for them. So we have limited it for that reason. And we also are in our criteria, we'll go through, you know, they have to meet certain qualifications, but then there'll be criteria in order to get a license. And we certainly are going to favor local people at that point, and women-owned businesses, minorities, veterans, all of the things that you would want to do. So,
yeah, could be an opportunity there. We'll continue to follow this process as it moves forward through the Planning Commission to City Council and on. Mayor Rep, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for explaining this to
you,
us and joining us.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. The mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Rep, with us this morning as the City Council Planning Commission met again last night to talk about the ordinances that would allow for marijuana sales in Port Huron. 7:49 now here on WPHM.